Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep. Graybar does that.
All right, John. Let's not reinvent the wheel here. Lions are playing a big game. Question for you, for our listeners. Will they win it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on. That's quick. All right.
Yes. Yeah, you heard my pick. I didn't and lock it. Yes, I understand the question.
Why and why not? Yeah, if you just want to text in who wins the game, I suppose this would be the shortest topic in the history of radio.
Correct. But I do think they win because, well, it's not only because this team under Dan Campbell has always found a way to respond by not losing back-to-back. They may lose every other game like they're doing this year, but they don't lose back-to-back. And why is that? Well, it's not just a matter of, well, we need to play harder, we need to work harder, we need to, you know, be more aggressive, we need to be more intense. That's all part of the equation, but it's not the only thing. They also need to be smarter. And I'll go down with the ship. I know Dan, and I do believe that he is a very smart football mind. I know he's been stubborn to this point, but in this game, and I don't want to sit here and say, well, put it on the defense, because if you just simply say that, then you look across the way and you say, well, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and their run game isn't great, but it's sufficient enough. I do think that you can get to Dak Prescott. The question is going to be, can you get him down?
Right.
He is an elusive quarterback. He's a strong quarterback. So it's not just going to be, hey, I'm going to try and swallow him up and you know, run over top of him. He'll duck underneath. He'll break some tackles. He'll throw the ball downfield. And then you're like, oh, man, I can't stop this guy. I do think that the pass rush has to be Aleem McNeil crushing things from the center of the pocket, pushing those offensive linemen back. And I'm not expecting him to have a 2-sack, 3-sack. In fact, I don't even expect him to have a sack. That's a bonus if he gets home. It is simply, this is a Hutch game. You're going to have to find ways to win. And if it's against one, if you're manned up, and it's going to happen. It's not like Hutch doesn't get manned up throughout the course of the game. There are situations and times where it's going to happen. When you have those situations, you have to win. When it's two, I'm sorry, it's tough. I know that. But you're going to have to find a way to win then as well. And it's being smarter of not flushing him out of the pocket, but collapsing the pocket. And so he's got nowhere to go. Throwing lanes also become, you know, exit strategies for quarterbacks. They know where those throwing lanes are going to be. And if there's a throwing lane, that means there's a void in the defense, and I can also escape that way. You've got to be able to design your rush plan so that you minimize the throwing lanes and you maximize batted passes, but you also find a way to get home and there's no escape route for Dak Prescott.
I'm going to pick up where you just left off, because I think this is a lot about Aiden Hutchinson. The strength of the Cowboy offensive line is the interior, right? Cooper Beebe's the center. That's a good pick they made. They used an early selection on Booker at the right guard. And those guys have generally played pretty well. I think to Tom's point, the run game in Dallas is maybe under people's radar, but has been surprisingly good. The tackles. Steele is the right tackle. He grades out 37th among right tackles. Aiden Hutchinson has had big days against the Cowboys the last 2 years. Last year, before he got hurt, he already had a sack and was all over the quarterback. The year before, he had 3 sacks against the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. This is a big spot for Aiden to get in the backfield, get some sacks, not just pressures, speed the quarterback up, get the other team off the field, and put Detroit in a position to activate the crowd, take advantage of their home field, and make a last stand. This is not us saying that they're going to save the season, but for a night, they're going to have to keep the season alive. And I think they are acutely aware of that. I think they know what's at stake tonight, and they are backed into a corner as a wounded animal. They might not be good enough, but they're going to have to be gritty enough. And this is a true test. Are you still a gritty football team or not? They lose this game, John, I think we can do away with all the grit signs in town. They're not gritty enough if they don't win this game.
Right, and but it also doesn't eliminate them. They could still be a gritty team. They're going to have to, and I think that this team, if they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to have to scratch and claw for all 17 games. There is going to be nothing easy on this schedule because it doesn't ease up at all. Even the Steelers, like, they play a really good brand of defense. So you're going to have to find ways to scratch and claw and give yourselves a chance. And I think tonight they do actually give themselves a chance. It may not be pretty. It doesn't have to be pretty. It could be very much like the Giants game. That's fine. But just win by one. That's all we care about now. Give yourself another chance to go out to LA and prove that you're a good team. I don't think anybody's going to mistake this team for a great team. Right now, I think there's a lot of people that are saying, well, they're not even good. They have the ability to change that narrative.
You said if they lose, they're not out. Mathematically, you'll correct. Be correct, but their season's done if they lose tonight.
It looks dark.
How about this text? Guys, this is the least confidence I've felt going into a game in like 3 years. And it almost makes me feel like Campbell reminds us who he is and the Lions kick some ass today.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. And that's why I do trust Dan to be able to make some adjustments, to make the right calls at the right moments. And some of those might be punt, put the defense back out there, get a stop, play field position. It may be, you know, I don't want it to come down to a field goal battle because as much as we like our guy, their guy is the best in the business.
Correct. Guys, I think Dallas punks the Lions tonight, just like the Lions punked Dallas last year. This is the end of the road for the Lions this season, Joe in Shelby Township. How big a deal is what happened the year before?
Oh, I don't think it matters.
But we did see it matter for the Lions. They clearly wanted to make a point against Dallas last season because of the whole, you know, two-point conversion and skipper reporting eligible. It clearly was an extra bit of motivation for Detroit a year ago.
Okay, so when they got off, they didn't lay off.
Well, and I think Dallas is looking at this the same way, right?
They may. I don't know, nor do I care how Dallas looks at this. I know it matters in the game, but I don't necessarily think that what happened last year, because you look at it and you say both teams are different. And I think all the guys realize that. Now, were they embarrassed? Sure. But I think all of those things matter in, when you get embarrassed, it's the preparation for the season. It's the preparation for the game. And maybe it motivates them to watch a little bit more film. Maybe the coach is doing something different. But again, the coach is different.
Guys, this team gives me no reason to believe they're going to win tonight. I'm really surprised that they're even favored. Might be the home field advantage, but how are we going to stop a red-hot Dallas offense and generate enough points with our subpar offense to even keep up? That's Ron in Livonia. Well, the fangs are out on the text. There is not a lot of confidence in the Lions for tonight's game. More of your response. I'm kind of hoping they lose.
What?
They can't win four in a row. If they win tonight, at least we know they don't have the pieces. It says, I'm also hoping we lose so there's no more conversation about how we can still make it by the skin of their teeth. Bite, bite, bite.
Hey, you're going to be swinging until the very last moment. So I just can never understand why that's the mindset of people. If you can't win four in a row without the first one. So put that one in the books, and then you go back to the drawing board and you try and figure out how they could possibly beat the Rams. Carolina just did it.
Dallas versus Detroit. Double-digit disco. Dallas 37, Detroit 17. I told you, John, there's not a lot of confidence to be found this morning.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Guys, they're done. They're soft. If any of these questionable players don't play, they're soft. You get paid millions to play a child's game. Suit up and play. Quit being a wuss.
Okay. If you're physically not able to play, then you're not going to give the Lions the best chance if you're out there. I agree that there are times where I look at some of these injuries and I say, should probably be playing. It's a different era, and they don't play with the same injuries as some guys used to. But if Amon-Ra St. Brown, part of his game is being able to make precision cuts. That's why when you talk to people and they ask, you know, well, who's the best route runner in the NFL? It's Amon-Ra St. Yeah. Brown is, if not the best, one of the best.
One, two, or three. Yeah.
Yeah. And he has to be able to cut. That's what gets him open. And then when he has the ball in his hands, he's very good at avoiding tacklers. He's, you know, he's a guy that, yeah, there's sometimes he runs out of bounds, but he always finds a way to get some extra yards.
No St. Brown, O-line issues, weak secondary, no tight end, a coach with fourth down fantasies. This SOL fan says Dallas by two touchdowns, Matt in Heartland.
All right. Well, hey, there's a lot of reasons why you think they can't win. That's fine. I can never go into a game. I can be realistic and say, yeah, without Amon-Ra St. Brown, your chances aren't as good. Without Kirby Joseph, your chances aren't as good. But they've always had that next man up mentality.
I just think there's violent swings in the NFL. Dallas has won three in a row. Is Dallas untouchable? Because they're starting to get propped up a bit like they're untouchable, and then Detroit's awful. Right, like the extremes of the NFL. It's never as extreme as we paint the picture to be.
Well,
Detroit can't get out of their own way, and Dallas just beat Philly and Kansas City, and here come the Dallas Cowboys. Are they running the table? John, I gave you a matchup I think they can win, and I think it's Aiden Hutchinson on the tackles.
Yeah.
I think the defense takes some of the pressure off of the offense.
It somewhat feels a little bit like Denver coming in here last year, and there was
two years ago, right?
No, I think it was
two years ago.
Oh, was it 2 years ago?
It was a Saturday night. Yep.
They're coming in, and they're on a 5-game win streak or a 6-game win streak. Oh boy, they're the hottest team in the NFL. Like, I mean, and that's what a lot of people think about the Cowboys. There's a lot of emotion for the Cowboys with Marcus Nealon passing, and I understand that that does play a part of the game more so than being blown out last year.
All right. So one of the keys tonight is the Lions need to run the ball, right?
Yeah.
Dallas, the last three games, has allowed 209 yards rushing. That's 69.6. For the season, they've allowed 124.7. Is the Quinn and Williams effect a real thing here? Now, last week, of those 209 they've given up in the last three games, they gave up 119 last week. But 30 of it was to Mahomes. You're not getting those 30 yards from Goff. So.
Well, Goff had a 24-yarder last week?
A little scamper.
Yeah.
Look, as we're putting everything into the discussion, you don't have to put any stock into this, but I'll just say it as the guy who hosts a gambling podcast. The most bet team in the NFL this week, the Dallas Cowboys. 80% of the bets. America's team, Joe Public, is gearing up because Dallas is invincible and Detroit sucks and is no good. What do you think's most likely to happen there? Joe Public's right and America's team, and how about them Cowboys and they're invincible? Or the public's going to take an L, going too far to one extreme where Detroit might not be Super Bowl good, but at home, backed into a corner, Dan Campbell gets his guys to get up and win this game.
Okay, but that's all fine and dandy, but the Lions aren't forcing turnovers, and Joseph's not playing. And it's directly correlated to Joseph being out that they don't force turnovers anymore. You're playing one of the best offenses in the league. Why would they turn the ball over suddenly? Okay, so you're not going to get that probably. Your number one receiver might be out. Your top three tight ends are out. Like, at some point, this feels an awful lot like the Packer game last year on the Thursday night, where they had the one last kind of hurrah, but the flaws were there, and eventually you can't overcome this many injuries. If J-Mo was a true one, I'd maybe trust it a little bit more. Who's the three?
I think you're going to see them do a little bit of what they did on Thanksgiving. They're going to have to run more jumbo sets.
Yeah, and just going back to those turnovers, Dak is a guy that will throw the ball to you. He's got a lot. He's not a gunslinger like Brett Favre, but he he's got a couple of really good receivers to throw the ball to. There are times when he's playing where he gets overconfident in his arm and in his receivers and in that connection that he has with those guys, and he will throw you the ball
if you can get pressure. Yeah, look, he made a bad pick on Thanksgiving to start the game, the first possession.
Yeah.
And you could argue that the only reason that game was even close to some degree was because of that turnover. You're right, John.
But you can't hope on a guy making a mistake.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying here is like it's hard to find the substantial reasoning into this playing out nicely tonight because of all the flaws that the Lions have.
They have some flaws. There's no question about it. But I'd also say they're not a bad team.
They're not bad, but they're wounded.
Yes. This is a text. This is the first time I felt apathy about this team since before they went on their run in late 22. I've already mentally prepared myself for another loss and getting into the middle of the first round in the draft. I'd love for them to win and go on a run to end the season, but there's something missing from this year's version of the Lions. We're going to find out if they've got the grit component, because that's kind of what's held them together through some pretty rough patches in the past.
And I think there's a lot of people, we've talked about the pass rush and how they need to find a way to get home on Dak Prescott. I would also say, and it's kind of a 1A, 1B, you got to be able to win in the trenches. And if you only win in the trenches on one side of the ball, maybe you give yourself a decent chance to win the game. But if you're looking at the Lions and saying, you know what, we need Awosika to play whatever that level is, and it's not going to be the level of a Zeitler from last year, it's not going to be the level of an all-pro guard, but we need him to play his best football. Same thing with Graham Glasgow, if he's able to go, or if it's going to be Colin in there, like Cologne. You've got to find a way to be your best.
Jim, you touched on it. I think the fact that Hutch was carried off the field last time against Dallas will be a big motivation, John in Lake Orion.
Well, there are... You mean a motivation for Hutch?
That's how I would read that text, yeah.
Sure, there could be some of that, but there are just some teams that you play throughout the course of your career where no matter who that player is, you just have something against that team. And for Hutch to have, what was it, 3 sacks 2 years ago?
And one last year
and half
a game.
Yeah.
That's 4 sacks over a game and a half against Dallas over the last couple seasons.
I would expect him to have a big night tonight. Not just because it's Dallas, but because they need him to have a big night.
And it's a matchup he's previously had a huge amount of success in. And then it starts to fit this like TV narrative. You're the primetime game, and they show last year against Dallas and then this year against Dallas, and it's a highlight package, and it's him whipping off the edge and getting in the backfield and making plays. Sure, you could talk yourself into it. It needs to happen tonight. I don't think they're winning. If you tell me Hutch is just going to get stonewalled, they're not winning this football game. He is a critical ingredient.
Correct.
Let's get to Ron in Detroit. Ron, good morning.
Yes, how you guys doing? I'm getting straight to the point. I think that when it comes to Detroit, you know, we need to see it for what it is. I think that our window, our opportunity is gone, and they're backtracking. You know, Buffalo made it 3 years in a row, didn't make it, and they ain't made it back. We keep acting like what Dan Campbell is doing is going to get us over. Well, ever since he got to the point of 30 minutes being away, we have been, it's been going opposite way. It's no different than Kyle. I think, man, you're starting to see it for what he is, and now his cause, where we live by, to be exciting and entertaining, we question it and we get mad.
Yep.
And question the game. I don't think he's the answer. And it's going to show every team get injuries and everything else. But we lose to teams we shouldn't lose to. If you want to look good and get another job for another team, you better hope you play the Lions. You made Winston look like he's a superstar quarterback, that third string. And it's no excuse. You know, y'all keep giving this team the praise. I've been watching on 58
Ron,
years.
Ron, respectfully, I don't feel like we're giving this team too much praise. Nope, nobody has said, we're talking about one game tonight.
Right.
Nobody has said that this team is Super Bowl bound or that everything's okay or they don't have issues on either line of scrimmage. Those things have been discussed a lot this week, last week, and if they lose, Ron, it's only going to get louder.
Right. We came into the lead saying that they were the Super Bowl, you know,
right,
to go to the Super Bowl and win. And where we at?
Oh, they're disappointing. They're not good enough. I mean, we've said all these things. I don't want this to get painted as because we think we're going to win the game tonight that all is right in the world and everything's fixed.
No, it's one example. And I do think that they put their best performance tonight might not be good enough to win. But I think that it will be.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.